I'm a Birmingham fan.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to tell you about a trip I took to Luton the other week.
You went to Luton?
A coach.
Mm-hmm.
We go down with an organised coach tourist thing.
Yeah.
And we went down to Luton on the Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And we got into Luton at 10 to 1.
Yeah.
But there was a policeman on the motorcycle who told us to turn around and go back onto the motorway because coaches aren't allowed into Luton until 1 o'clock on the Saturday.
Oh, no.
And he fined the coach driver £100.
No.
And he fined the coach company £400.
Oh, Luton. I mean, it's never too late to hate Luton. It is never too late.
And we know whose fault it is that Luton alike is, don't we?
No, it's nothing to do with us. I mean, God, you want to start me on that night again? Like, like Luton all of a sudden wrote, yeah, who was it who sold all those tickets? Who was it who didn't open turnstiles all the time? Who was it, yeah, who was it who had a half a ground empty and said, no, you lot stay there? Who was it who didn't employ enough police because they're too cheap?
That famous night,
Luton's entire attitude was somebody who goes out to the getter and leaves their front door open and comes back and says, oh, we've been robbed. Yeah, they're
well, you have to go through their houses to get into the away section.
The what?
You have to go through their houses to get into the away section.
I mean, they can't up the geography of the ground, I suspect, but they are the most prissy, suburban, Tory, Tutney-Aitney mob in the world. And they turned around the coach because he was 10 minutes early.
Yeah, and we were about to drive down the motorway to the next intersection and go into that way. I think they were trying to keep us at the pubs or something.
Yeah, that's another thing. It's just like, you know, talk about your kid grab 10 minutes. I mean, that may be... what's the policy there, then?
I don't know. There's some strange law they've passed through Parliament that nobody's ever heard of.
But it's... I'm sure... not that I want to get into Esther's territory, but there must be some kind of civil liberty deal whereby you are free to carry yourself around this not-too-big country without not being allowed into places until... And, you know, I know what they're all saying now. Listen, until football supporters show they're worthy of being... Shut up. There's nothing to do there. I mean, I would urge all football supporters to arrive en masse and gather. I know I make lots of war analogies, but gather like so much troops on Stalingrad and just be outside and looking at your watches on the very boundary of Luton. They're like, see, what's that thing they did in America, Hands Across America, where everyone joined, just circle the place. Totally. And if you can't come in, make sure nobody can go out. Say, no, we are not letting anyone out of Luton until one, when we're all going to join hands and converge on the city centre.